Today's word, if you want to open in your Bibles with me, is coming from Matthew 13. It's the parable of the sower. And I forgot my glasses, so pray for me. No, really, pray for me. Okay. Later that same day, Jesus left the house and sat beside the lake, and a large crowd soon gathered around him, so he got into a boat. Then he sat there and taught as the people stood on the shore. He told many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seeds, and as he scattered them across the field, some seeds fell on the footpath, and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plants soon wilted under the hot sun, and since they didn't have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among the thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants, and still other seeds fell on the fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Then I'm going to jump down to verse 18. Now listen to the explanation of the parable about the farmer planting seeds. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message about the kingdom and don't understand it. Then the evil one comes and snatches away the seed that was planted in their hearts. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns represents those who hear God's word, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life and the lure of wealth, so no fruit is produced. The seed that fell on good soil represents those who truly hear and understand God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted. You know, when you're in youth ministry, you pray you plant seeds, and you pray that God gives you the right words and the right times and everything, and sometimes you don't get to see the harvest, you know? You get to see, like, maybe an occasional fruit that they produce, but a lot of times you plant and they go away to college and you may or may not get to see what happens. And I've just had the blessing of having David Moore in my life and getting to see seeds planted, but getting to reap some of the harvest too. And so today it is with great pleasure and complete mommy pride to give to you David Moore as he presents the sermon today. Will you give him some love, please?
Morning, everyone. As Loriana just said, I'm David Moore, if you didn't know. I'll give you a little history about myself. I'm 22 years old, going to be 23 later this year. And I've been going to this church going on 15 years now. We joined when I was about 8 years old, except my sister who had already joined this church. She actually got us to come here, me and my parents. That same day we joined, me and my dad both were baptized. And then around 14 years old, I went through confirmation class here at the church. That's just a background in my Christian life. Now, we just heard the parable of the sower. At first, I wasn't sure how to relate this story to my testimony as I studied. But as I asked God to open it up to me, to realize how this was a relationship to me, it hit me that it was the perfect way. In this parable, Jesus tells us there are four seeds. The one on the path, the one in the rocks, the one in the thorns, and then the one in the good soil. Now, in my short 22 years of life, I've been every single one of those seeds. In fact, you just heard a moment how my sister planted the seed of getting us in this church. So, as I said, my sister got us here. And at the time, I was 8 years old. I didn't understand what was going on. I mean, what was all this Christian stuff about? But as I got older, I wasn't getting it either. Going through confirmation class, learning the scriptures and whatnot, it never hit me. It never had a feeling, as some might say. So here I was, a seed on the path, and the birds, like in the parable, were starting to swarm over me. So God decided that he was going to send another sower, and this time he sent two. One of which was, as everyone here probably knows, Mr. Richard Worley. Mr. Worley I started working for when I was around high school age, and as I grew up in that time, he became a role model for me, teaching me life lessons, telling me how to live my life as a Christian man. The second you just heard from, Loriana. She became my youth leader and was like a mother to me. Every time I was in a bad place, she was a solid rock foundation to go to. Both these two were and still are major parts of my life, and anything that is good about me is because of them. At the time, they were trying to plant that seed of Christ in me, and as much as they tried, I just wouldn't budge. I was too stubborn. I wasn't going to pay attention. And finally, those birds got a hold of me. It was about my junior year, and I finally had a girlfriend, first time. Problem is, lust is the big Achilles heel of sins to me. It always gets me. I got swept away very quickly when I became involved with this woman. I started to have sexual relationships with her, something I told myself I'd never have. Not too long after that, she ended up breaking my heart, and one night after crying on Loriana's couch, I didn't know where to turn. The obvious answer was Jesus, but instead, I turned to bad influences. I started underage drinking, my grades started to tank, and let me tell you guys, I was a smart kid, extremely smart. I had a bright future ahead of me, but just being stupid, I ended up having to go to the alternative school my senior year just to finish school out. As I turned to other worldly things to heal my pains, some of which were not legal, it was bad. So that seed, it finally failed. But I told you, God doesn't give up, and through all this darkness and chaos that I was going through, he sent another sower this time. She happens to be here today. It's a young girl named Lauren. I told you lust is a big problem for me, so God, he played that hand. He sent a young, attractive woman. Notice I said attractive, just saying. That's beat into me now. I can't say any other words. It got my attention. And of course, being the young, stupid teenager I was, I eventually decided to ask her out. And her being smart, coming from a very strong Christian background, said no. And most people, that's where it ends. But it didn't for us. It turned into one of the best friendships I've ever had. We know each other like the back of our hands. And she started to have a positive effect on me. After going to church, she wanted me to open this book right here, given to me by Loriana, signed by almost all of you here. Then I started going to a college-age youth group. One of the leaders happens to be Loriana again. Coincidentally, Loriana had just started working with her dad as well. Kind of funny. Through my current sower, Lauren, she now got me back in touch with Loriana. And together this time, they were able to plant me somewhere else other than that path that I was just on. Finally, I started to understand. I understood how God loved me and how he'd sacrificed his son just for me. You know, as I would read this Bible, I would start writing scriptures down that started to pertain to me in my life. But, I hate to say it, that couldn't quite get me in the good soil. No. Instead, I landed on the rocks. And just as Jesus says, the momentary joy didn't last long. Eventually, I started going right back to those people that were bad influences. And I was right back to doing stupid things like drinking. About this time, I was 21, so it was even worse. Did the other things, as I said before. It was bad. This time, though, I wasn't completely a failed seed because I was still remembering and understanding what I had just learned. Loriana and Lauren were able to stay there intact for a while. So instead of withering away, as the story says, I was able to move along. They ended up giving me to kind of move and move and move, but my stubbornness dropped me right into those thorns, guys. And again, I got lost. Not this time just for women, but for everything else. Money. It got really bad, like I said. I was being choked to death by my earthly desires. My relationship with those sowers in the past were starting to fade. Loriana and Richard, I would barely see because I wasn't going to church at all. Lauren was in nursing school, and I was off being stupid, chasing dumb things. This time I was lost. I'd become the prodigal son that you've heard about in the scriptures. The drinking got worse and more irresponsible. The other stuff got worse too. Heck, I even, one night at a party, met a random girl and somehow had sexual relationships with her too. It was pathetic, sad. But at the time, I could just see God and Jesus just sitting up there looking at me thinking, Man, really? You're still not getting it? So finally, I think they decided they were going to take matters into their own hands. They were going to be the soul sowers. They were going to make sure I ended up in that good soil. They were going to plant my seed through a car accident. January 10th, 2016, this past year, a day I'll never forget. Some of you might not remember, but that day, or the night before, I should say, we had a very large amount of snowfall. As I was going to the movies late that night, last thing I remember was being at that stoplight right in front of Circle K and McDonald's. And the next thing I know, I'm in a hospital bed the next day. People coming in and out to visit me. The whole day was kind of hazy between just having a head injury and the fact that I was on drugs. They think I hit a patch of ice. My car spun right into the guardrail, not even hitting me. It was mere inches away from me. If it would have impacted me, it would have surely ended my life. The only thing that really happened to me was something from that accident came in and punctured a hole right through my skull, taking a little brain tissue out as well. Words can't describe how lucky I was. But I wasn't lucky. I was blessed. People afterwards would always come up to me and say, God was definitely looking out for you that night. And there's no doubt in my mind that's true. If you want some proof, the next day as I was sitting in the recovery room, now I don't remember this because I lost a whole day, I was lying there with my aunt. And just randomly, I was nonverbal, by the way. Randomly, I said, I saw an angel. She was caught off guard and said, what do you mean an angel? I said, in the accident, I saw an angel. Unbelievable that I was able to say that, but I didn't stop there. I kept going. I said, and I saw Papaw too. She asked, my dad or your mom's dad? And I said, yours. But I saw Granddad as well. And my granddad I've never met in my life. He died before I was born. When she was telling me this later, it sent chills down my spine. The fact that I was able to recall so much when I can't even remember me saying this now. But what I think happened, though, on that night, it wasn't just God staying with me through the whole thing. It happened because He did it. Don't misunderstand me when I say that. God didn't hurt me. He healed me. I'm not talking just physically through the whole thing, but spiritually, He healed me. The whole experience should have ended a lot differently. One, I shouldn't have survived, but I did. Like I said, mere inches from that guardrail coming in and hitting me. It put my faith back in that God is always with me, always looking out for me. Now, at first, I was in pretty rough shape, but I only spent 8 days in the hospital. At first, they were saying I'd have to go to outpatient therapy, or inpatient, sorry, but somehow that got turned into outpatient. And what should have been a 10-week program, I finished in 6 weeks. They were amazed that I was able to recover so fast. One of the neuropsychologists there at the rehab said that I was just so lucky that he wanted to rub up on me and go out there and buy a lottery ticket. At the time, I didn't know what to really say because this was all hazy going through it, but I'd like to go back now and say, no, I wasn't lucky. I just had Jesus on my side. Just put my faith back where anything can be done through Christ. He healed something that was impossible. Literally, tissue was out of my brain, and I was back to normal. All through this experience, I got to see other things as well, things that I was searching for, love, which I was searching for in all the wrong places. Obviously, I got to see how much He loves me, but I got to see my family and friends. But what was really shocking was the people that I didn't know. I mean, people were praying for me all over southern Indiana and Kentucky. And then one night, as I went to go see Jack Sutherland's play at the high school, there with Loriana, she introduced me to a woman that I've never met in my life. Don't even remember her name, people. She came up to me and she said that I've been saturating you in prayer ever since I found out. I mean, I was just shell-shocked. I didn't know what to say. Like, what do you say? The other thing I had to experience through all this burden is what I put people through. That was the hardest part. To see what my parents had to go through, what my friends and my loved ones. That really hit me up. To wake up and realize that I was living a selfish and conceited life, telling Jesus, you know what, you can just beat it. I'm not ready for you. That was hard to take in, but man, it made me realize that I can't and I won't go back to that life. But God did it. He got me in that good soil. He never fails, people. Never. As you go forward, remember this parable, because you are the sower. Every single one of us are a sower, and you have to plant the seed. Or maybe you're that person that hasn't been planted in that good soil. Remember my story. Use it. You don't have to remember my name, but just say there was a man that I heard once say he was being stubborn, being stupid. So God took matters into his own hands, something no one should ever have to go through. And it was a terrible way to get me in that good soil, but it worked. And just remember, as I said, don't stop planting those seeds. If it would have happened to me, I wouldn't be who I was today. I wouldn't be here today, people. You know, I was living selfish and conceited, like I said, and telling Jesus he could beat it. So please remember this story. God bless you all. Take care.